Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Valerie Ector with Ector Lifestyles, your host for Engineered Wellness, How to Live and Thrive in Today's Stressful World. I'm coming to you today from a very cold and rainy, about 40 degree day in South Dakota. However, this broadcast is worldwide. I know my guest today, I think she had a little snow on the ground today, so we're getting prepared for winter. And you know, I was walking around the mall this weekend, and surprisingly, or not surprisingly, Christmas stuff is already out. And as you know, on the show, we talk about stress and anxiety, and if seeing Christmas stuff already doesn't get you anxious, I don't know what does. it's coming up. You know, I don't know how many weeks, what, 5, 6 weeks, probably more, 7 or 8 weeks till Christmas. And the holiday season, we got Thanksgiving in there for all the folks in the United States, at least. And it's getting to be a stressful time of year. You know, family comes into town and lots of events to go to, holiday parties. And I think today would be a good day to teach you all a grounding technique that I like to use almost on a daily basis. Many of you know I have a 17-month-old daughter right now. And with a young one like that, sometimes you need a little stress relief. And so I practice this grounding technique daily, and I'm going to teach it to you today. So everyone listening, please follow along, give it a try, and do it again tomorrow and make it a regular routine. And hopefully it'll cause you a little less stress and anxiety as we head towards the holiday season here. So what I'm going to teach you, the grounding technique of the day, is a technique, it's a breathing technique. And so what I want you to do is get comfortable, whatever that may be, laying, sitting, standing, you know, any position is fine, whatever's comfortable. And I want you to breathe in through your nose. You'll breathe in for 8 seconds through your nose. And that might be a little difficult, so this is something you definitely need to work on, because a lot of times we don't breathe deeply. So what we're going to do is breathe in through our nose for 8 seconds. We're going to hold that for 7 seconds. And then we're going to breathe, let it out through our mouth for 6 seconds. So 8, 7, 6. So go ahead and let's give this a try. I might condense it just because we don't want that much dead air. But go ahead and follow along with me. Go ahead and breathe in. Keep holding, keep holding. Hold for those 7 seconds. Like I said, it might be a little difficult. And then let's go ahead and let it out through your mouth like a swishing, like a type. Now, what you do is you'll want to do that method 5 times in a row and then repeat that throughout the day. I like to repeat that twice a day, morning and evening. It's great right before bed. To be able to ground yourself, kind of relax yourself, and I think it really helps to get a better, deeper sleep. I also use that technique if I wake up in the middle of the night. For instance, when my daughter wakes me up in the middle of the night and I'm having trouble getting back to sleep, I will do that breathing exercise, and it definitely helps to get me into that calm state where I can get back to sleep and not start worrying about the million things that I have on my list for the next day. So there you have it. You know, the important thing about stress is that it is a contributing factor towards hindering weight loss. That's something I teach my clients on a daily basis. It can have an effect on relationships, it really just affects all aspects of your lifestyle. So if you want to learn one thing from me today, it is learning how to stress less, and this breathing technique will be really helpful. I do encourage you to ground yourself each and every day. I do want to give my call-in number because we want to have some guests on the line. So if you have questions for me or for my lovely guest, Charmaine, which we'll get to her in a minute, feel free to call in this number. It's 616-716-7979. And I'll give that to you one more time. It's 616-716-7979. Now, I go ahead and talk to my guest today. I'm super excited to have her join me. Charmaine Quintana, is that right, the last name?
It's Charmaine Quintana.
Oh, Quintana. I was a little close. I want to tell you her name because she has been through quite a bit in her life. She's the mother and the former wife of someone who's an addiction and understands the shame, blame, and guilt that goes along with loving someone who does have the addiction. She is a smart recovery for friends and family facilitator. Her Bachelor of Science in Integrative Health Studies. She's also a certified nutritionist and hypnotherapist. So she has a ton of knowledge. It would be an excellent interview with and what she has to share, I think, can help so many people. So welcome to the show, Charmaine.
Thank you, and thank you for that introduction. I was just enjoying that exercise because I wrote a blog piece about just learning to breathe and how important it is. It's one of the first things when you go into recovery. When you love someone with an addiction, your life is pretty darn chaotic, and you forget to breathe. And I think it's one of the most helpful things you can do to yourself to just stop for a minute and let your body just relax. So thank you for
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Not a problem. And I agree completely. Sometimes you just need to breathe, and it sounds great, but it helps. It really does. Mm-hmm. So can you go ahead? As I mentioned, you work for you're involved with the Smart Recovery Program and family. Now, the friends and family part is the interesting part. What is Smart Recovery for Friends and Family?
Okay. Smart Recovery for Family and Friends is for the loved one. It's for the person who loves someone with an addiction. In other words, the spouse of the alcoholic or the mother of the child who's gotten involved with drugs. And it is a unique set of, I don't know, issues that goes with it, but the biggest ones are anxiety and depression because life gets so chaotic when you love someone with an addiction. And this gives you the tools. What Smart Recovery does is, first of all, let me make it clear, it's not a 12-step program. But what it does is it's a science-based program. It has been proven that these techniques work to give you the tools. And what it does is give you the tools to start interacting in a very positive, loving way with both yourself and your loved one. And the success rate is very high when you start changing yourself and how you start interacting and thinking that your loved one is going to see this difference in you. And they go into treatment, that the success rate of people going into treatment is like 70%. So that is very high in the need. I know, the need to have family and friends. I mean, it's like we were talking about the other day. To me, you know, like Hillary Clinton said, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, anybody with an addiction needs a healthy village around them to help them recover. So everybody needs to be in recovery is what happens. And it's really important to do that, to be aware of how you're thinking, how you're interacting, And it, doing it with compassion. And first, the compassion starts with yourself. So like I said, having been, I am the mother of someone who is actively still involved with her addiction, and I was married to an alcoholic. So I know how that is, and I've been through all those changes, and not an easy, it's not a quick fix, but it really works. The things that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at the worst point, I understood the anxiety and the depression, and I understood the how deep and dark that hole can be. And I also realized that you can pull yourself out of it. And today I'm here to talk about that. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I like SMART. You know, one of the best things that I got a hold of, and I tried a 12-step program, I did, and I really appreciate them. This is not in 12, SMART Recovery for Family and Friends is not in competition with a 12-step program. It is an alternative or a companion to them. Because the 12-step program taught me that I have no control over somebody else. The only person I have control over is me. And the power of choice is my choice to do something different. And I love it.
Yep.
I mean, and because of my...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are you cutting out on me? Are you cutting out? I don't know.
Nope, sorry. I kind of interjected there. I'm hoping you can tell our listeners, like you mentioned, you've this with hand. You not only teach it, you've dealt with it. Can you tell us, you know, a little bit about that background? Because you've dealt with it not only with us, but with a daughter, is correct?
Yeah.
I mean, can you...
Well, like I said...
Can you just tell
go
us...
Ahead. You keep cutting out.
Yeah, can you just tell us about can you just tell us about the struggles of dealing, you know, not only with the spouse, but with her who had an addiction. Yeah.
What is the like I said, the key word is really a lot of when you love someone with an addiction, shame and blame and guilt. You're ashamed because you love someone with an addiction. How could I have married this person and then I have a child who has one? Then you blame yourself. Well, what did I do wrong and what could I have done differently? And then you feel guilty because you haven't done enough. Well, you put those into the mix and then you add what the result is. It's a lot, a high level of anxiety. You're always hypervigilant. You know, you're looking for signs of they're using or what are they doing. Or it depends on the relationship, whether it's a wife or a child, but it's still the same thing. You're hypervigilant to them. Your whole life focuses on them. And then between the hypervigilance, the depression sets in because you're blaming yourself. Or you realize that that it's such a hopeless, helpless situation. And you go, oh, my God. And like I said, for me, I know what that deep, dark hole is, that depression. And I had to choose. It's the power of choice. I had to actually stop and say, you know, one of the stories that and it's not a story, it's what happened to me, is that it got so bad that, you know, I actually did have the desire to hurt myself. And when that little, and I had the means and I had the money to do it and I had a plan. And when that clicked in, a little voice inside my head that was saying, said, get thee to the nearest mental health clinic. So I did. But all I could do was walk in and cry. I mean, I could barely say my daughter's name, and that was it. And they immediately knew something was wrong. And that started my road to recovery. And it took time. It took time. You know, but it's worth it because you can and you choose. And there comes a point where you say, I cannot do this, or at least for me, I cannot do this anymore. And it became an understanding of, you know, that's why I love SMART. It gives you tools. I had to start looking and hang on to the tools that helped me to understand why that thinking, you know, the term stinking thinking, have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
In a 12-step program. Okay. Well, it truly is. I mean, it's really bad thinking, and there are tools to work with that. One of them is a cost-benefit analysis. You know, what I love about the SMART program is that there's four things that they do, okay? And there's what it does. It's a four-step program, okay, 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically looks at, the first one is enhancing and maintaining the motivation to change. Well, as we all know, I mean, there are different stages of change. So let's start there. Where are you in that place? And how do you maintain that motivation? There are tools for that. And one of them is the cost-benefit analysis. Another one is the change plan. Another one is the hierarchy of values. The second one is coping with the urge to interact in unproductive ways. Well, all right, what do we do when we love someone with an addiction? We're either nagging them, we're threatening with them, we're pleading with them, and it's just like, this is exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
You're going, I have to do something. So you have to learn to understand that urge, where that urge is coming from, what's motivating you, and how to circumvent that, how to switch it onto something more positive. And then the next one is managing those thoughts and feelings. Well, okay, I've got all that bad thinking going on. Well, how do I manage it? What's another tool that I can use to handle that issue? Well, these are cognitive behavioral therapies that we use. They're in a lot of the self-help books. They're not new. They're not unusual. You know, but it's, you learn to handle your self-talk. And it's really becoming a question of becoming mindful and choosing. And that means, like I said, it brings it back to, you need to ground your body. By the time you're in that state of high anxiety and hypervigilance, you can't think straight. You really can't. And by grounding yourself with breathing, you give your body a chance to relax, and you give that muscle relaxation so that you can start, oh, okay, all right, I can breathe for a minute. I can think just for a second. And then the last point of the smart recovery for family and friends is just learning to choose. You know, there's the momentary, and then there's the long-term, you know, rewards of living. Okay, do I want to go eat this ice cream today, or do I want to put it off because I'll feel better later? So sometimes we want to eat the ice cream right away. We need to, you know. Ta-da, I need that comfort right now. But then you don't want to do that every day.
You know?
Yep. I need to go do something a little bit different. And along with that goes, okay, I choose to move. See, that's where my integrated comes from. We are body, mind, and spirit. I love SMART because it gives me that mind thing to hang on to, because it's our thoughts that drive our behaviors. So
absolutely,
it just fits beautifully. And we are all of these, all in one, and we need to take care of all of them, and without overwhelming ourselves. That's one of the biggest things that those of us who love someone with an addiction do, is we overwhelm ourselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, Charmaine, you're just so full of wealth of knowledge in regard to this topic. Could you give people information on where they can find you online, or how to get a hold of you if they are a friend or family of someone that is suffering from an addiction?
Well, you can call me at area code 505-428-9589. Or if you want to know more about the SMART Recovery Program, because they do have a program for the person with the addiction. But like I said, my specialty is family and friends. You simply go to the smartrecovery.org, www.smartrecovery.org. That is the organization, and it will give you a wealth of information of what we do. I am a facilitator of their family and friends meeting here in San Jose, New Mexico. And like I said, the focus is on the family and friends experience and how to basically deal with those situations that come up. You know, that it's like I was sharing with you that I went to California not too long ago, and my daughter, that's where she is. And I had told her that I was going to be there. And I said, if you want to get a hold of me while I'm there, here's where to find me. And if you want to see me, you can. You know, but she knows, and I'm very clear with her, she knows that I don't want to see her when she's strung out. I don't. I simply will not deal with that. And so she called me and said, Mom, I don't think I should be seeing you. Okay. And then there was some other stuff that went on, and, you know, that was when I got back home to California, she called me and she says, Mom, I'm sorry I didn't see you. But then she went on to an explanation, and I just kind of cut it short, and I said, it's okay. I said, the most loving thing that you could do for me is not to let me see you in this condition. And I appreciate it. It's respectful, and I love you. You know, maybe next time when I'm out, we'll try it again. And we left it at that. And you don't go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interject there, but I do want to mention to our listeners that you don't necessarily just help people locally. You can help people worldwide, correct? Anyone can contact you.
Absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I do Skype. I do phone if you don't want to see, you know, your face. I do Zoom also. It's just sometimes there comes a point where you really – there's the shame part, and you're just not ready to step out and go, go to a meeting or something like that. Sometimes you just need somebody who's going to talk to you for a minute and say, okay, here's some steps that you can take. Try this. And somebody who understands. There's nothing worse than talking to somebody who thinks they get it, but they don't. And they feel that they need to fix it for you.
Yeah. Well, that's just the thing. That's just the thing is you've been through this. You have complete empathy, and you're sympathetic to what the people who reach out to you and are dealing with this, you're sympathetic to what they've been through. And, you know, I deal with clients that suffer from stress and anxiety, and I've been through it. I've suffered the panic attacks and the 4 years of social anxiety that were debilitating. And it's such a relief when we know how people that are going through that situation feel. It's just a powerful tool. It really is. And I want to mention, too, if you want to contact me, you can reach me at on Facebook at Valerie Echter. I'll spell that because that's a lot. It's V-A-L-E-R-I-E. And then Echter is E-C-H-T-E-R. Feel free to send me a friend request. I usually don't deny those. And I can hook you up with Charmaine as well, too. I'm also online. My website is going through a little bit of construction, but it is echterlifestyles.com. That's echterlifestyles.com. Feel free to reach out to me if you also would like to contact Charmaine or learn a little bit more about my coaching programs as well. And I do want to give the call-in number again here because, Charmaine, this is such an important topic. I know there's so many people that are dealing with this issue. And so I want those folks to call in and ask you any sort of questions. That call-in number again is 646-716-7979. And let's get you on the air if you have a question. So now, Charmaine, I want to go back to something because this was a question I actually had for you. Can you describe the different types of addictions that people may be dealing with? Because I didn't quite know if you dealt with just the family and friends who are dealing with alcohol addicts. You know, can you describe some of those different addictions?
Oh, smart recovery can be used for any type of addiction, okay, whether it's a sexual addiction or gambling addiction or a behavioral addiction such as the compulsive stuff that goes with it. It helps with all of these. These are really life skills and communication skills. It's learning to be resilient. So smart recovery for family and friends, even though the emphasis is on an addictive behavior such as drugs or substance abuse, all of these tools are applicable to any of that, all right? So it's not just, you know, somebody with an alcohol, you know, loving somebody who is an alcoholic or somebody who has a substance abuse addiction. No, it's not, because what happens is the same emotions come up. Everybody is in a chaotic, painful state, and they will do anything to get out of it. And they don't know what to do, and they want to help because they love that person. They see themselves hurting them, you know, and it's hurting their family and their lives, but they don't know what to do. You know, everything they try doesn't work, and it just makes it worse, or they begin to just ignore you. So let's try something different. But the thing is, what is different? And I don't have time to go to therapy every week to talk about all this, and I don't want to go back. What I do is I say, okay, that is the past, and let that be. Let's start working from the now. Here's what you can do today, right now. And like I said, that's one of the best things you could have done, and the gift you gave today was to breathe, to remind people to just breathe, because we forget. Mm-hmm. We forget so often to just stop, just breathe for a minute.
Exactly. Now, you know, you've talked a couple of times about different tools and motivation. What is an example of a tool that would help a family or friend enhance that motivation?
Let's see. One of the tools that we start off with is called the cost-benefit analysis. It sounds so, you know, financial, but it's really not the cost-benefit. It does. And how can you apply that to a behavior? All right, let's say that you are really tired of nagging. They're tired of nagging because they're just going to forget you. So what you do is you pull a piece of paper out and you put at the top, you know, nagging. And then you make a line that says, what are the benefits of nagging? And then what are the costs of nagging? Well, the benefits of nagging is you feel in control. The cost of nagging your loved one is that they ignore you. And you feel bad because nothing gets done. Then you look at the thing, what are the benefits of not nagging? And people get stuck there. What are the benefits of not nagging? Well, the benefits of not nagging somebody is the peace and serenity that comes. You're letting loose of that need to control the other person so that your body is not constantly tense. The cost of it is that they might not change. And that's letting go of the result. So it's really a question of learning to love yourself enough and respect them enough to let them deal with their own issues and you take on in your own life and recovery, taking back who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So cost-benefit analysis basically is a tool that takes it out of your head, you know, takes what's going on in your head, all that stuff that's constantly running around. You're like that little rat in the cage. And it puts it out on paper so that you, when you start going back to that behavior, you have seen what you could do and you have kinesthetically written it out. So you're recreating a new behavior. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You know, and you touched on it briefly. We always want to feel in control. I think it scares most people when they don't have control over something, but that's also what causes us so much stress and anxiety, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, the thing is we're always looking to control what happens to us outside because we think that if we control our environment outside, then I will feel better inside. Well, that's a little bit backwards, in my opinion, in my experience. We've all heard the thing, change your thinking, change your life. Well, this is true. When my perceptions and my thinkings and my understanding and belief systems start to change, that's where the control comes in. I choose how I am going to react to this. This doesn't mean that it's okay, and I'm not saying that how they're acting is all right. It's not. It means that I start saying, okay, I'm not going to get all wound up in their stuff. I'm tired of the drama that goes with it. How am I going to deal with this? It may mean that I have to basically say to them in a calm manner by breathing first, I cannot deal with this right now. I'm going to walk away. It's not that I don't love you, but I'm just step away.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you're not involved in the drama that goes on or even trying to talk to somebody who's high. It's just ridiculous. And I, for one, have tried to do it, and I know how it's maddening and it gets nowhere and it escalates.
Mm-hmm.
So, you change it around.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You had mentioned about kind of distancing yourself from the drama, have you found clients or interacted with people who are so used to the drama that they not necessarily thrive on it, but they just don't even know what it feels like to not be involved in that drama?
Oh, sure. Sure, because it's if you've been involved with anybody with an addiction for any length of time, that drama is normal. It becomes the bottom line of your life. It's the baseline. What is life without drama? I don't understand. This is, you know, that's not normal. So to get them to start going, and they have to understand, I can't do that. They have to understand that they're going to change and that life without drama constantly feels a little odd, even to the point of boring. This is normal? Wow, that's weird. I don't like that. What do I do with myself? I'm not constantly, what is this peace and quiet? I wanted it, but now that it's here, what do I do with it? We get nervous all over again. So it's learning to fill your time with different things. And it really, it becomes a lifestyle change as we're talking about. These are choices and they're baby steps. You know, you kind of go, okay, let's try this one. It's one of the things, you asked me this, one of the things, the biggest things that happens when you start waking up and going, I need to make a change, is that we want that change to happen right away. And it had to happen yesterday. If it didn't happen yesterday, I don't know if I want to do it. So if I can't get it done by tomorrow, that might be even worse.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we want it now.
We get ourselves, it is. You know, so it's just, we make ourselves crazy by putting things on ourselves that are unnecessary. So it's really a question of rethinking our belief system about who we are and how we do things and what is okay. It's being compassionate. There's a wonderful course called Nonviolent Communication, and it's really teaching how to be compassionate, first of all, to yourself, and then to those who you love. Because if I can't be compassionate to myself, if I keep beating myself up, it's going to come out exactly in that same way. And it doesn't work.
Yeah. You know, you touched on something a minute ago regarding, you know, what's the difference between helping versus enabling? Because that's a big topic for a lot of different things. It can come into play with weight loss, you know, or really any sort of addiction, like you said. So can you touch on that a little bit, you know, helping versus enabling?
Well, do you know the proverb, feed a man a fish and you fed him for the day? Teach a man a fish and you fed him for a lifetime. All right?
Yep.
You know that proverb?
Yep.
If you feed a man a fish, you're enabling him because you're not, he cannot take care of himself. When you teach him to fish, you're helping him. So basically, enabling is doing something for someone that they are quite capable of doing for themselves or should be doing for themselves, such as paying their own rent, making sure that they get to their jobs on time, making sure that their bills are paid, you know, making their own excuses to their bosses at work or at school why they didn't show up. All right? That helping them is allowing them to accept the consequences of their job, whatever their decision. This is life learning skills, okay? And some of it's painful. As a parent, okay, we want to cocoon our kids, even though we know we can't. You know, life is going to throw them some curves and they're going to go, ouch. But do we run in and every time they fall? We can't be there every minute, right? We cannot be there every minute and pick them up every time that they fall. If they're ever going to walk, they're going to have to fall. And as hard as that is to hear with someone with an addiction, especially if it's your child, it's really hard, or even your spouse. You know, if they're going to drive drunk and they get pulled over, there's a DUI coming. And there's possibly jail time. And, oh, my gosh, they're not going to make it to their job and they're going to get fired. And those are really big questions, and it's how are you going to handle that? And sometimes you have to let that happen. And as a wife, you know, as a wife, I had to stand and go, well, this isn't working anymore. I can't do this. I cannot handle this anymore. And I had to divorce him. And I had, all of a sudden, I became a single parent. And I had to deal with all of that went with it. And that is not an easy decision to make. It was a choice of staying in a chaotic relationship that was not going to work for me, and I knew it, or going out on my own. I chose to go out on my own. But that is a decision that each person needs to make. You know, that is a personal choice, because other people, I know there are plenty of them. My sister is one. It stayed with her husband, and he was an alcoholic, and he did get in recovery. But it wasn't until much later in their marriage. So, I mean, mm-hmm. it's a choice. And it's learning how to handle it. So back to enabling, it is really learning what's the difference between allowing the consequences, you know, trying to shield them from all of the consequences, or understanding that you have to let them handle that. They have to deal with that, because if they don't, they're never going to learn. You can't keep saving them. You can't keep putting that cushion under them. And yeah. sometimes you have to face the fact that it could be really ugly. Part of my depression with my daughter, I knew, and I know that I could get that call that tells me that she's no longer here, you know. And I live with that every day, and I have been living with it for quite some time. But my choice is to still live my life. Doesn't mean my heart doesn't hurt. And that I don't, there isn't a part of me that weeps for her. But I cannot go down that deep, dark road again. I won't. My life is mine. And I choose to live it the way I want to live it. And I choose to live it victoriously and still love her. And know that every day that she lives and breathes and draws breath is a new opportunity for her. But I don't hang on to that. I just know that that's there. I continue to share this message with others because I know it works. It is help, and it is a process. It's really a journey. Mm-hmm. It's not even a process.
Exactly. And, you know, it's a hard thing to do, and there are so many people that I know, so many mothers like you that are just, they want to help their children. And I'm going to give out the guest call-in line number one more time here. You know, if you're struggling with something and want to talk to Charmaine, give us a holler. The number is 646-716-7979. I know there's listeners out there that probably at least have a question for you. You know, and maybe they're not dealing with it themselves, but, you know, maybe they know someone that could use your program. And so we want to get those callers on the line with you you know, give them a piece of advice, give them that little tidbit of hope, you know, that there is help out there, because there definitely is. You know, now I was looking at some of your publications, and I keep seeing a term called upcycling your life. What does that mean?
For me, what happened, I'm a junker at heart. I love going to secondhand stores. And I, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. I mean, and it was a metaphor for your life. We look at our lives and we see nothing oftentimes at the bottom but broken pieces, broken dreams, you know, broken hopes, nothing but tears. Those experiences are what make us who we are. And we can change those. They can take us, and we can turn them into something beautiful and worthwhile. That's what we do with people who just throw away stuff. And I've seen some beautiful art, and we can have beautiful lives. That's what that means. And it takes, and if anything, we can recreate our lives any way we choose. That is the hope of all of this. That is the message of all of this. We choose to create beauty.
Yep. Now, Charmaine, can you one more time give us information on how listeners can get a hold of you after the show if they want to learn more about your program? And then give me a brief, just quick 1 minute little blurb about what the Smart Recovery Program is again for our listeners.
Okay. My website is also under construction. It is www.familyandfriendsrecovery.com, and you can call me at area code 505-428-9589. I also do a smart meetup here, like I said, here in Santa Fe. So if you go to meetup and look for Santa Fe and Smart Recovery, you will be able to see a synopsis of each of the weekly the meetings that I do and the handouts. You know, you have to join the meetup, but the handouts are there. So if you want to get a taste for it, if you want it more in-depth, you can go to smartrecovery.org, and there is a wealth of information there. And sometimes it seems overwhelming. They also, at the thing they have, if you want a different taste, they also have online meetings that you can go to. So there, like I said, there's a wealth of information for Smart Recovery, and I am the person that you can talk to if you want to work a little bit more closely with when you have questions and you want a little bit more in-depth, because I do combine nutrition because it's important because we know food affects our mood and we forget all those pieces. We are body, mind, and spirit, and I believe firmly that when we take care and love all those pieces of us, and it takes time, it does, but when we start taking care of those things, our life becomes better and more beautiful. So, yeah, I'd love to talk to you. Come and find me. And that is my message, that we can upcycle our lives. We can make beauty from the chaos and the pain that happens to us. It doesn't have to define who we are, and it doesn't have to lead our lives, but it is a part of us, and we don't deny it, but we can create beauty from it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting what you just said there, Charmaine. And for folks that are wanting to reach out to me, you can contact me online. My website is Echter Lifestyles, which is echterlifestyles.com. That's a mouthful. Or you can find me on Facebook at Valerie Echter. That's ValerieEchter. Feel free to send me a friend request and learn more about my services. I am a holistic health and lifestyle coach. And just like Charmaine, what I teach clients is that you can live a more vibrant life. You don't need to have all the energy drained. You don't need to deal with stress and anxiety every single day because it's debilitating. It's wearing. It causes you to have it causes you to have such a lower vibrational energy. And honestly, each one of us can be the best person possible if we set our mind to it. And, you know, Charmaine, I've talked to you a few times now on this topic. And like you had touched on, everyone wants things now. They want it right now, this second. I need it immediately. But what you've mentioned to me before is, it really is just maybe one small change every day, right?
It's not a continual change. It's choosing one thing that's going to work for you. Just learning to teach yourself. This is a practice. This is a discipline, however you choose to look at it. Just to learn to breathe. Just learn to breathe once a day. I don't care when you do it. But learn to follow Valerie's method. Incorporate that. And once that becomes a part of who you are, the rhythm of your life, then go to the next thing. Because just breathing opens a space for you to start letting new things in and to settle and absorb it. Because when we are in a constant state of flight or fight, we can't think clearly. It just doesn't work. Or if you're depressed, let some light in, and how you do that. And that's called loving yourself, and that's called self-care. The other word is self-care. It's easier for people to understand self-care. It's one of the kindest things that you can do to yourself is to just breathe and allow yourself those few seconds of space, you know, to open up. And it's pretty amazing how it just that, because it's like, oh, okay, I can do this. And once you can do that, it just, it gathers momentum. It really does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I want to take a minute here. You've been listening to Engineered Wellness on Blog Talk Radio, and we have a bunch of coaches on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And I want to tell you about the next one coming up. It's called So Random Saturday, where everything is possible and anything can happen. This is hosted by Michael Brooks and Karina, I am not even going to attempt to say her last name, but she's from South Africa, and she is a great host. The show premieres this Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern. On the show, Michael and Karina explore the randomness of life, love, happiness, and success in a lively, fun, and, of course, entirely unpredictable way. Is anything really random after all? That's kind of their teaser. And so make sure to join Michael and Karina Saturday at 1 p.m. on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And for everyone listening, thank you for listening. We have the great, wonderfully knowledgeable Charmaine Quintana. I think I said it right this time.
Good job.
On the
thank
line.
You.
We got Charmaine on the line with us. And, you know, she is a smart recovery for friends and family meeting facilitator. You can connect with her across the country. She can get in contact with you. But I do want to just switch real quick gears here on you, Charmaine. And I want to learn a little bit more just about you personally. So, you know, tell our listeners, what do you do as a hobby, or, you know, what's your favorite pastime when you're not facilitating?
Well, I love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two little dogs that I take care of that love me very much. I call them my animal children. But right now, I have a friend who has an orchard here in New Mexico, and I have an apple orchard. And right now I'm busy making applesauce, you know, so it's a very simple, and I love slow cookers because I can just fill it up and let it go. So basically it's a very simple applesauce recipe. You can choose to add sugar, you know, corn peel and cut up and throw in. I use cinnamon and allspice, and I just let it cook all day long. I made a batch and added some pears and some strawberries, which I didn't even have to add sugar to. And it just turned out really great. And the house smells wonderful. We like that.
Oh, I bet. I bet. You know, and on the topic of food here, you know, I'm curious, Charmaine, you know, is there a relationship between nutrition and then addiction and recovery? Have you seen that?
Yes. Sure, because what we do is when... Well, as you well know, that when you are stressed out, your sugar levels go low. So you're always looking for a quick fix. And when you're depressed, you're looking to raise your serotonin levels, which is why you go to the carbs, and they're quick ones. So we're going to go to the candy. We're going to go to the donut. You know, we're going to go hit Starbucks coffee. We're over to Panera because those are the things that are going to give us the emotional bump up. Not that they're not going to help us any other way other than that. And then weight comes or we don't eat at all. I'm the other way. I will eat before I will not eat. But there are people who get so anxious that they just don't eat, you know. And because I love to cook and I love food, and I'll admit it, food was and still is a great comfort to me, but I make much better choices now. So, you know, and I don't beat myself up if I want to have ice cream or do something different, or, you know, I have a day that I just go, oh, I don't care. I'm going to go out and eat some candy. But I don't overdo it, and I don't do it every day. And there's still
right.
always work. I mean, this is a journey. This is a process. And food really does play, because I love food and I love to cook, plays an important role in how we just, our whole bodies work. When we load
mm-hmm.
it up with empty calories and the stuff that just bogs us down. Now, our bodies are amazing things, and they will use whatever you give them. But if you keep giving them the cheap stuff, they're eventually going to break a lot sooner than if you start feeding them the healthy stuff, the stuff that it works best with.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look. And food has energetics. I don't, you know, you talked about that. I believe in food energetics. I tell people, eat organic if you can. Do what you can to afford to eat the best. Buy yourself. Here's another self-care. Buy the best you can for you. Buy what,
mm-hmm.
the best you can that your budget will afford. You know, you're giving yourself a gift. You're feeding yourself this gift to yourself. And think of that. It's a gift to yourself, because you're worth it. You are so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing we all have to remember, that we are worthy of having all of our needs met, not just food and clothing and shelter, but all of our needs for acceptance, to be heard, to be listened to be accepted. All of those things are so important to us. That's where the body, mind, and spirit, and you show yourself that you love yourself by doing those good things for yourself and allowing
mm-hmm.
yourself to simply be human.
Absolutely.
You know that old saying? Mm-hmm. You know that old saying? We're human beings, not humans doing.
Yes. Yep. You know, it's interesting. You talk about self-care, and I talk a lot about that too with clients. And yet, we're always in such a rushed state. And as mothers, particularly, I think we put a lot more focus on those that we're helping. And we're always
mm-hmm.
trying to help. So
mm-hmm.
It's so difficult to be able to even practice self-care for ourselves, and that's what causes a lot of burnout. Not only, for instance, personally, but especially for people who are also trying to deal with their family and friends that may have an addiction. It just,
mm-hmm.
I can see where, and you've struggled with it. I can see where it just gets so cumbersome to the point where you almost think there's no way out.
Oh, yes. And that's
mm-hmm.
when you have to start saying, that's when you really start, instead, you have a choice whether you realize it or not when you're in that seemingly dark, very painful place. Where do I go? What do I do? I'm trapped. I'm between a rock and a hard place. That's the
mm-hmm.
time that you have to really start to breathe, and you start to looking at options. There are other tools that we can look at, you know, that Smart Recovery can help you start making those decisions about where you want to go. And then taking that one small step. The first one is just stopping and breathing so that your body physically relaxes, because you cannot think clearly when you're tense. Your body is
mm-hmm.
tense. It just doesn't work. And then the next step is then to just, okay, what are we going to do today? You know, how are we going to handle this? What one little thing can I do? I'm all about the baby steps. I really am. I mean, I've been through the big steps, and I've been through this. And I set myself up for failure is what it is. We take these huge giants. I am going to set this goal, and I am going to get this today. I am going to lose 50 pounds in 4 months. What? That was just crazy, you know? I am going to have this under control, and I am not going to get mad at my loved one anymore. Really? Not? No. It doesn't happen. Because sure as God made little green apples, they are going to walk in, they are going to say something, and you are going to be triggered. And you're going to go, where did all my good intentions go? Because they went right out the window when you see them walk in. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
So it's learning to just say, okay, it's practice, because you're not going to get it right the first time. And if you start thinking that each of these experiences are learning experiences, they are not failures. I hate that word, failures. They are not failures. They are learning experiences. That's all it is. You're learning. Just like you learn to ride a bike and you learn to walk and you learn to any job. You never walk in to doing anything perfect. Doesn't happen. It takes practice.
You're learning.
That's all you're doing.
And you have to stick with it, too. You can't give up.
It is. Well, if you look at it as a learning experience as opposed to looking at it as a failure, that's easier to take, isn't it? Oh, I'm just learning. Okay. I'll do better the next time. It's much easier. Oh, I failed. You know, it's quit beating ourselves up. Take it away. Take it away. Stop it.
I want to read a quote that was a review online. I guess I shouldn't say a quote, but it was a review online about Charmaine's program. And this is from, I'm assuming from someone that's been through the program, but it says, this group is for those who love someone with an addiction and who are ready to explore other ways besides threatening, nagging, or pleading with their loved one to change. We look at how taking care of ourselves benefits not only us, but our loved one as well. And, you know, I think that's such a great review, Charmaine. I think it summarizes your program perfectly. You know, it's about how we can look at things from our own perspective and maybe even change the way we think about things to make ourselves better, which in turn helps the person with the addiction.
Exactly. It does. Mm-hmm. And it begins with us. It begins with us because the more grounded and centered and healthy we are, the more loving and healthy and respectful and compassionate are our responses to those who we love.
Well, I want to thank my guest Charmaine today. I'm going to start wrapping it up here, but I may have one last fun question for you here in a minute. If you do want to reach Charmaine, one more quick time, can you give us your phone or email where people can contact you?
You can reach me at area code 505-428-9589. You can also reach me at my email is clquintana54@gmail.com, or my website is familyandfriendsrecovery.com. So any of those will work. I will get back to you quickly, and I would love to hear from you and be able to share with you more about this and all the things and pieces and parts, and just to help you say, hey, it's okay. It'll be okay, and it will be. So, because I've been there, I know.
Absolutely.
You
absolutely
can do this.
Well, thank you so much, Charmaine. And coming up next, November 19th is my next show for Engineered Wellness, How to Live and Thrive in Today's Stressful World. And I think Charmaine has done a good job of giving us different tools and resources for different ways you can stress less when you do have a friend or family dealing with addiction. Feel free to email me if you have topics or suggestions for a show. You can email me at Valerie@EchterLifestyles.com or find me on Facebook, Valerie Echter. Next show, we will have more amazing coaches who have loads of information and wealth about knowledge about how to be more healthy. Additionally, we'll do more grounding techniques and talk about healthy recipes that you can incorporate into your everyday lifestyle. Up next on the Coach on Fire Radio is So Random Saturday, where everything is possible and anything can happen. It is hosted by Michael Brooks and Karina. The show does premiere Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, where Michael and Karina explore the randomness of life, love, happiness, and success in a lively, fun, and, of course, entirely unpredictable way. Something to think about, is anything really random after all? So this Saturday, tune in for that show. And that concludes Engineered Wellness. We will see you again November 19th. Thanks again to my lovely guest.
Thank you for having me.